The Gemara on Chafem Beis talks about an afkamina between an Ovid Kichovim with his Isha and a Yid with his Isha. Leitzricha be'ishta imoi. The Gemara is trusting to try to find out what's the Chiddush of Ovid Kichovim. L'chor the same thing as by a Yid. Be'ishta imoi Ovid Kichovim ein ishta Misham Rosai, of a Yisrael Ishta Misham Rosai. So, even if a person is promiscuous, the Unta Shashura is, the wife creates this Shmir Yisera, that it's not going to be problematic if she's there. So, Rabbi Yisrael asked me, or he said he was going to go over this Taisis with you. So I'm just going to point out a shtickle nafkemina between this Taisis and the Taisis in Kedushin. After this time, then a makna, and then Bezushim, I want to talk about what happens if the wife is sleeping. And then at the end, we'll talk about adoption, if there's an Isra of Yichud, if you have a father with an adopted daughter. So, state in the Gemara of Yisrael Ishtai Misham Rosai. So, the Gemara Zok, that a Yisrael is permitted to be misyached with another Isha if his wife is together with him. Because he's nishma michet al yada. Because of the fact that she's going to make sure that he doesn't succumb to any kind of temptation. Now, in Masechta Kedushin and Daf Pei Amud Beis, state in the Mishnah, a bissel andere loshen. Lo yisyachet adam im shtei noshim. A person should not sequester himself in yichud with two women. Avol isha achas misyachedes im shnei anoshim. But an isha achas can be misyachet with two anoshim. Rav Shimon Omer, af ish echad misyachet im shtei noshim, bizman she ishto imoy. Now clearly this is different than our Gemara. Because the Mishnah there is saying that if there are two women and his wife, then it can be nisyachet. V'yoshani mo'em b'puntaki b'mnei sh'ishtei misham rasai. And they can sleep in an inn and there's no fear, even as I mentioned earlier, he doesn't have a good reputation because his wife is going to protect him. Zaktaisvis, and unze taisvis, the chayritz mashma that according to the Tanakhama, it's also l'odam l'yisyachet, afilu b'zman sh'ishtayimah. So l'chayra, Mishnah would go like Rav Shimon. But the Taisvis in Kedushin asks, that if the Mishnah is going like Rav Shimon, it should have said, Hamani Rav Shimoni. The Taisvis in Kedushin asks, we don't clarify or qualify that this is the sheet of Rav Shimon. If there's Taka Machloik is between Rav Shimon and Tanakama, so it should say, Homani, Rav Shimoni, since the Gemara says Stam, Kisha Ishta Imai, and doesn't say this follows the sheet of Rav Shimon, it's not mentioning the Machloik is, even according to the Tanakama, it's Mutta to be Misyachet Ishta Imai. That's question number one of Taisus. Question number two, that in our Sugya, in other words, it's only with a Nachri that there's an Isser. But with a Yisrael, it's Mutter to Misyachet. And the case is Ishtayimai. Question number two, Frank Taisvis. In Asugi, it's Mavur that it's Mutter to Misyachet if an Isha. Im Isha Achaz Bizman She Ishtayimai. The mission over there talks about a Heter of Yichud only with two Nasha. As I said, the mission of Beferish. The Mishnah says that lo yisyached adam im shnei noshim, aval isha achas misyachedes im shnei anoshim. Reb Shimon says af isha echad misyached im shnei noshim bizman sheishta imay. But that's not what we say by us. We're these other two women. It's one other woman. The Mishnah in Kedushin before l'chor that even Reb Shimon is not matter only to misyached with ishtai and two other noshim. As I fractasis. As if it steht, af ish echod misyachin, im shtei noshim, bizman shish te imay. So l'chor, according to the gears of the Mishnah over there, the position is only when it's ishtay with two other noshim. From us, it's ishtay with one isha. The Meila Taisus has a girsa, af ish echod misyachin, im shtei noshim, bizman shish te imay, yoshin imam bepundiki, im ishtay mishameres. Meaning that according to Shimon, he's matter to Misyachah with two noshim, even ein ishtayimai. And our Mishnah says the din, according to the Tanakama, ishtayimai, it's mutter be Misyachah with one other isha. So according to Taisus, it's a whole different pshat. The Ma'is of the Rambam learned Andish, or maybe it could be a Rai, the Beis Yosef, Ibn Ezra, Chav Beis, the Bamasko, because of a Rambam writes, this is the Rambam in Yisuri Biyah, Perak Chav Beis, Alochaches, Mutter lis yachet kish ishta imay. Zokta Beis Yosef, according to the Rambam, he holds Reb Shimon is not chiluk on the Tanakama. He's just being mefarish the words of the Tanakama. Shlei osri yichud elu kish ein ishta imay. So really, there's no steer, and it could very well be it all coincides. There's a makna that holds that it can go even according to the Tanakama. I'm not going to get into the makna because I want to get into this other thing, but you start getting a sense that you don't have to be Mishan of the Girsa if you go according to the way Beis Yosef learns, like the Rambam. The Shaila I want to discuss with you, the Mishnah says that it's also for an Isha to be Misyachel with a Nochri, Afilom Ishta Ima, even if the guy's wife is there, but Mutalol is Yachel in Yisrael, Kish Ishta Ima. Why the Gemara says? Ishta Misham Rasai. What happens if his wife is sleeping? Now you understand we're dealing with a mirsis over here, and we'll develop that the ishtay has the greatest shmira, because the worst thing she wants is that her husband should fall to some other woman. But what happens in a case where the woman's sleeping, the wife is sleeping? We'll talk about a case with a mishores, a house cleaning lady, but let's just talk about the wife is in the room. There's one other woman or two other women, and she's sleeping. So the Psak Halacha of the Apei Zutra, Ebenezer, Chav Ches, Sivkot and Ches, Shem Ishta Yeshena, V'chein Im Hisuma. If the wife is sleeping, or she's blind, Rachman Letzon, which means she's incapacitated, she can't sense what's going on. Avada, we're talking now with a Diak of Suma, where a person can't function, but today's generation, all of the other senses are honed. It could be, it would be a different din, but in his time, a suma or the wife is sleeping. So it's not just the din with the body of the woman being in the room. I'm sorry. So we're going to get to your scenario where you're nervous about two ladies and one man. We're going to get into that. But right now we're talking, she is sleeping. So he says, Kozman, she's sleeping, you can't be misyachet. As I said. Now, Sandy, what's the good to cut? So the end of us is chaylik after. How to chayn it? And listen to what I have to say. The Ezim Mekudish, and Chav Beis, Shedin ze shemi she ish te imoy ein baich shash, hu gam balayla. If the wife is there, it's even at night. In fact, Madua loy nechshoish shetishen he. Night is a time for sleeping to most people. Why aren't we concerned that maybe she's going to fall asleep? Kamoish b'shnayim ha-misyachdim choshim she'echad mem yoshim. They have two people. There's the same chash that one could fall asleep. Zokter hashmira shelo hi me'ula b'yoysa. That, it's not what you said, but the shmira is me'ula b'yoysa. The first teretz is Shmira. I know Sandy, a long time. She have put him in his place, or else he's going to go all over the place. Shmira is a big tzaddik in Talmud Chacham. Shmira Shalah, the Shmira of a wife is Ma'ula. It's out of the box. It's not like a typical Shmira of two guys and one falls asleep. It's a different kind of Shmira. That's the first thing he says. Shnei Senes Daita B'Yoyse L'Shomrei Mikol Shomer Shabbat. A wife is the best shmira. But you see, hear what's going on over here. Your wife is the best mashgiach in the world. She tells you, don't bring in the gadget, don't bring in the gadget. She knows you better than you know yourself. You trust yourself. Trust your wife. She says, doctor, the first thing is, the shmir ma'ula, the best of shmir in the world, is that of a wife. Shnei senes da'ato, he writes, v'yoysa l'shomrim mikol shomer shabar lo. He continues with another lom de shishtiko. It's not just the din in the wife, but let's face it, gentlemen, we're afraid of them, right? Right. If you're happily married, you're afraid of them. It's like the story of a big lady that was running after her husband, who's a little guy, and she's running around the table, running, and finally he hides out at the end of the table and she can't reach it. She says, get out of here, she has with the rolling pin. Get out of here, Schmendrick. He goes, no, I'm going to show you who's boss. You know, he's in the corner over there. So, Zoktat Sveita Pshat, Vegamu Misyore Lismoich Al Shinosa. He's scared, like Sandy says. It's nice that she's sleeping, but this is his wife who's sleeping. And we'll see that Allah, whatever he says, a sleeping pill. We'll talk about this, Allah, the Sheva Levi talks about this. But his pressure is scared, that's his wife. So she might be a deep sleeper, but who knows what's going to be. Moshe, we'll talk privately, we'll do some counseling later. Right now, we're going out. She's joking. She's joking, yeah, better not. What's this? Where's that coffee? I think I need it just about now. Even when I'm the creamy. So number one, she has a shmir ma'ula. Number two, he's scared of her. Maybe she'll wake up. His chiddush is, even if he sees that she's mamish dead, she's sleeping in such a deep slumber, you know, he's pushing her, he's screaming at her, he's testing the waters. Mit al din, it's the same din. You hear a good vibe is always thinking about you. Even when she's sleeping, she's thinking about you. And you think she's so tired she can't hear anything? She has a shmira ma'ula. And then he says another shtickle, which is, I guess, more contemporary like today. The gam choishesh she'oises atzma ki yishona. K'deinu la'soisa. Ki data zetom. He's only testing him. She's trying to make you believe. She's testing him. Never could chop that when I was in first grade, I didn't want to go to Tavidah for Flatbush. So I would make believe I was sleeping. Mother always knew I was faking. Maybe because I screw up my eyes like that. And I thought that if I do that, she's going to think I'm sleeping. So the Ikeh Chiddush, who's taka chaylik on the opposite, the Ikeh Chiddush of the Ezem HaKudosh, is that kishe ishta imoy, mutalis yachet imoy afilim hi yishena. Not like the opposite. And this is really brought down in the Meiri. The Meiri in Kiddush and Peyam at Beis, Hatam lefi sheshnosa misnadedes meimosa shelzu. She'eno isha miskana elo biyarech haverta. She may be sleeping, but she's not very happy with what's going on. Another woman in the room, she's jealous, she wants to make sure nothing happens, even though she looks like she's asleep, she's shaking, she's trembling, she's moving. But he writes that Nira imlokol kadur, if she took a sleeping pill, Shina. She mamish fell asleep. Veshuv eni sheletes al shinasa, with that sleeping pill, she's not in control. Bezebavadi tzvichem lach shesh ladas api zutra anal shemachma b'shina. And even ezem akudish is moitiz b'machma. So if you have an artificial sleeping pill on mezogim, that knocks her out, like those people that are afraid of flying, they take, I forgot the medication that they take, what do they take?
Ambien.
Maldik. Shkoyach. Dr. Salman, the Herta Meister. Ambien. Rabbi Salman, Shulik, Dr. Rabbi. By us, the Welt, the rabbi is even greater than a doctor. I'll go upon him. So you take the Ambien, rabbi, doctor, couldn't be even better. Ambien. Sorry, Chaim, you need it. All the time. But you learn with him, so some is a good doctor. You take the Ambien, Dr. Shalz, she was, Heilige, heilige Shevet Levi, it's not going to work. Zok the Yad Yitzchok. Mish, okay, does that mean the time's up? Okay, I got it. I look at the clock. Good timing. Mish yesh loy mishores, v'ishtei darka leilach lishoyin b'tchilas halayla. And she gets up, her teva is, she gets up with great difficulty. B'koy shirav. And he and the mishores are awake many hours. The shailu is a zachshash of yichud. So he took many different stodim to be matir. And he says that lamaisi could be matirit as long as the emas balas habayas al mishoreses. I feel like she is shena. Ishli over the isur gam kishen ishli mishamosai. Because of pas pasalis. So he takes a lot of different stodim to be matir. That if let's say you have a mishoras in the house and the wife is sleeping a deep sleep, you can be matirit because of pas pasalis. Because he's scared, because she's scared. Let me just finish with a very contemporary shiloh that is Nagia Lamaisa, but it's a Kishmaka shiloh. Yichud. Now we're talking in a limited case, Rabbi Isai, not in every case of adoption, but we adopted an infant. Let's say the child was 3 days old. So is there an Isser of Yichud, of the mother with the boy? The father's out of town, Lamazon. So, according to the Chazon Ish, strictest Rav Yichud, no way around it. According to Rav Moshe, Hayais, let's go the other way. The father with the daughter, he's scared because of his wife, so there's no Isser of Yichud. Whoa. You took a baby, age 4, and raised her as your own. You took a 5-year-old kid, we'll get to stop shul in a second, and let's say even force the children. But the bottom line is, according to Rav Moshe, there's a mirsis that the wife is going to kill him, he doesn't touch her. Whether she's home, not home, that's the mirsis. Titzitz Eliezer is machadish, a chiddish, and Rav Eliashiv told me about this, he told me, he said, Ein Rav in Yerushalayim, and it's, he didn't say the name, but it's Titzitz Eliezer, and so it's Chuvis. That if you raise this child as your child from infancy, from a very young age, then the natural natiya is that it's your kid. In the same way there's no shail of yichud with a father and a daughter, it's mom is your father. It's mom is your daughter. Now you want all kinds of other shailas about touching and this and that? Okay, I can take 60 malchim. A grandfather with that child, I think I'd be a little bit more machmer. Because seemingly none of these things seem to apply. Unless it's the kind of hands-on kind of grandfather that, you know, treats that child like their own child. So then according to Tzitzit Yezel, that should apply. I'm sorry? Right. Not only that, the Taz holds that if you adopt a child, you make a mitzvah pur revu. That's the Taz Shita. So, you know, I remember...
What if the wife isn't in the picture anymore?
Oh, so that was the shayla. I was going to leave you to Tzorachim, but now, let's say the wife was in the teres. Yeah. Or was it gone? So, all depends. According to Chazon Ish, it had to begin with. According to Rav Moshe, the heter falls off. According to Eliezer, if it's a young child that you raised as your own, then you still have that heter. Okay? Okay, have a great night. A wonderful Shabbos.